today I'm going to be giving the talk and practice. And the topic, if you haven't seen the post on the website or on the Facebook page, is the spiritual power of the peppermint plant. Now, you may or may not be aware that we are able to harness, to use the special properties of different elementals. So elementals of plants, or the spiritual part of a plant, has a function, has a role, much like we have a job, a vocation in our lives. The plants themselves have also got a function. And so we can work with this. And we've learnt this through, well, the different wise men and sages who have developed the different techniques and given us these teachings and awareness of it. I mean, a lot of people instinctively or intuitively know that plants and animals have a spiritual counterpart, and all sentient beings, really. But particularly in the Gnostic studies, the Master Samael, through his own high level of awakened consciousness and through his own spiritual path, was able to perceive and connect with what we call elementals. And so these elementals, or the essence, the spiritual aspect of these very innocent organisms, you could say, they are able to be used. And so the Master Samael was able to remember his past lives, and also not just his past lives in human bodies, but also his lives in the animal world, the vegetable world, and the mineral world. I mean, you know, he writes about, you know, different times and different experiences. He doesn't, like, mention them all, which would be quite numerous. So there's this really fantastic chapter in a book that he writes, or has written, called Igneous Rose, and the chapter's on the peppermint plant, which is pretty much where this talk and this practice originates from. Now, I'll make a copy, or I'll put up the chapter on the website when I put the post, the show recording, just so you can have a read. I've read it many times, and every time I learn something new about, you know, the elements. Not just the peppermint plant, but he talks very generally about how the elements work. And I'll go through that in this show as well. So, yeah, the website to look up is gnosticwaves.com. That's GnosticWaves.com. So do have a look if you, you know, tuned in for the first time and haven't, not aware of the website. So before I start talking specifically about the plant, I want to talk about evolution, involution, and revolution. It's a teaching that we've covered on the show before, but we may have first time listeners. And this is a teaching that's also called the transmigration of soul, in that the essence, this spark of essence that we start with, that emerges from the absolute, so you could say at the dawn of creation, when all these essences came out of the absolute and passed through successive stages of development. So passing through the mineral world, passing through the vegetable world, experiencing the body or vehicle of a plant, and then we have the animal world, and then up to the human existence. So that's the process of evolution. And then once we reach the human level, then we go through a process of involution, where we go back down through those different stages, and then we go through this cycle many, many times, and eventually that spark of essence, it goes back to the absolute. So what we want to do in this work, or in the spiritual path, is to actually liberate that essence, to reunite it with our being, our innermost, that's our higher self. And through that self-realization, we are able to liberate from the wheel of samsara, from the continual birth and rebirth that we exist in these lives. So all of us have gone through many different stages of these existences as a mineral, rocks, plants, animals, and even human existences. And some people might be lucky to have internal experiences or dreams where they've actually can remember past lives. And that's why this, we'll talk about the peppermint plant, helps us really greatly in accessing this this history of memories. Now, our vital body is said to contain our records of everything we've done. So it records it in our vital structure, our etheric body. And we may be familiar with the term Akashic records. And Akashic comes from the word Akash, which is a Sanskrit word. It loosely translates to sky or space or luminous. But the Akash really, it is one of the primordial substances of who we are, of everything in creation. So the Akashic record is said to be a compendium of thoughts, events, emotions that are encoded in a non-physical plane of existence. Now the Theosophists, use this word Akash and relate it to the astral plane. But in the Gnostic studies, it's more related to the vital or the etheric world. But, you know, at the end of the day, it can be a bit of semantics there. It's really just, a record of everything that we've gone through in our series of existences. So the word Akash, which being Sanskrit would have been used or is used in the Hindu or the Vedic traditions, but as far as introducing it into the Western knowledge or occultism, it was through Theosophy and the H.P. Blavatsky who really brought this term to more common usage, and saying that the Akash recorded both the past and future of human thought and action. But apparently, according to Wikipedia, she did not use the term Akashic. So the Akashic record originated from a man called Alfred Percy Sinnett, who had a book called Esoteric Buddhism. And he wrote of a Buddhist belief in a permanency of records in the Akasha, and the potential capacity of man to read the same. So, you know, there's people, if we're familiar with lots of the different New Age movements, that there are places that we can even get Akashic record readings from appropriate clairvoyants that are able to tap in that record. And it's likely that if we're familiar with Edgar Cayce, he somehow connected to that same record place to be able to give his readings and assistance to those people that came to him when he was in a trance state. So this is just a bit of background of the Akashic records, and it's relevant because it leads us to the introduction of the peppermint plant and its spiritual power. The plant helps us to experience our esoteric history. So really taking it beyond just a belief, we can have a belief that we have existed in a past life, and we can have like a very well-formed concept that, you know, to understand karma and to accept karma, we actually have to accept that we've existed in past lives and the actions that happen to us in this life actually are a cause of past lives. Only in that way does it really make sense. Otherwise, things and events happen in this life that don't have a cause. And but we want to really work to take that belief into a knowledge or a knowing or a gnosis, to have the experience of it. And the peppermint plant is a great help in this area. Who would have thought? So what is it? What can it help us with? Well, before I go into that, I think we'll just take a break and a music break. And this is a piece, a track from the CD Contented Rest, which is a compilation of tracks written by composed by J.S. Bach. So we'll be back in a few minutes. And you're back on the Gnostic Waves show. That was a Bach break. I think much better than a bit of classical guitar there. So I hope you enjoyed that too. All right, so the spiritual power of the peppermint plant. Now, I was going into the roles, the functions that this elemental can do and helps us with, whether we're aware of it or not. So it's said that the elemental, the peppermint plant, wisely directs the entire scientific process of reincarnation by helping us through the passage of darkness into light. It leads reincarnating souls, or technically essences, through the narrow way that arrives to the womb. So, again, a bit of revision about the path of the essence after we die. So we learn that life and death are a part of life. They're not opposite to each other. It's either life or death. They form what we know of as life. And so when we die in one existence, we learn that our essence, the essential nature of who we are, is condensed into a vibration, and then this vibration, you could say, goes and penetrates into the new embryo or the fetus, developing fetus, that is given birth to. And so this process relies a lot on the masters of death, who cut our link to that physical body, and then the angels of life, who help to in the process of of the developing baby. Now the angels of the peppermint plant, they are helping in this process, so guiding our essence from the darkness of our past incarnation and directing us into the light of our new body, in our new parents, in our new mother. And so going from the darkness into the light. And the Master Samael also gives an example that it relates also to the sperm. The sperm that travels down the fallopian tubes is going to meet the egg, and in that journey of traveling the fallopian tubes, it's quite dark in there. And then when it meets the egg, it's like, okay, it's reached its goal, and the process of fertilization and conception can occur. So it's reached the light, which is the egg. So it's really quite broad in this role of helping, going from the darkness to the light. It's directing the entire biological process of fetal conception and reproduction of different races, or all the races. And of course, this is in accordance with our karma. So if our karma dictates that we are to be born in a certain country or with certain parents, then we are, those elementals of the peppermint are going to help direct us to that area. So it makes me think that it would be good to work with the peppermint plant if we're wanting to conceive a child, to be able to help that essence to go and reach its destination. So something to reflect on. Now, the elemental of peppermint is intimately related with the Akashic records of nature and can help us to remember our past reincarnations. Obviously, because its role is to help essences move from one body to another, it's also going to be able to help us remember past lives, because those elements were there. They had a very functioning role in that process. So we can work to remember our history, esoteric history, things that we've experienced and gone through in past lives. And also that we're going to use a mantra in the practice tonight. Ra Om Ga Om, just very quickly. I will introduce it properly before the practice. And this mantra helps us to work with the elemental peppermint, but also it can be used to help us remember dreams. So when we wake up, it's advised to use that mantra to be able to remember the dreams that we had the night before. So again, it's about remembering past esoteric experiences. And so it's interesting because the suggestion for remembering past lives is to do a retrospection of this, of your day. Learn to do a retrospection to remember what happened during the day. And then we try and take that further back so that we're remembering things of, last week or last year. And then eventually we want to remember things of last life. And why would we want to do this? Why would we want to remember our past lives? Well, I mentioned before, so we can really have the experience of these existences, and not just so we can show off and say, yeah, I was a, someone really famous in a past life. Odds are we wouldn't be. But there's actually a lot that we can learn. We can learn not to make the same mistakes in the past, because it's said that our lives today are a result, the same thing. We do the same thing in every life. So if we can learn the things that we did wrong, that we could do better, it's going to help us not make so many mistakes in this life, which has got to be useful. And what we learn in this work is that karma stops us from progressing. So it's in our benefit to learn what it is that's stopping us and able to overcome this. And often we can receive deep insight into our reality, our egotistical reality, by seeing something in a past life, because then we can understand the origin of mistakes that we've made, and to really be able to comprehend and to repent for these mistakes. So our karma stops us from having esoteric experiences often, and often we're given a bit of light to move forward in our work, but we're always given just enough. We're never given superfluous amounts, because we may not use it properly. So this peppermint helps us when we're in darkness, essentially, to reach illumination. And often we are in darkness and we need illumination, especially when our karma is grating or wearing us down. And it's said that In the ancient mystery schools, the initiate reached the altar of the temple through a dark, narrow passage into the light. So there's always this time of darkness, you know, that leads into the illumination. So it's quite a common process that happens. And then the peppermint can help us go from the darkness or the ignorance to reach the knowledge, the illumination and the wisdom. So thinking we'll go to another music break and then I want to talk a bit more about this elemental and how we can understand what the elementals are in relation to who we are as you know, like a human or a humanoid, as the Master Samael says. Okay, we'll be back in a short while. This is another track from Contented Rest. And thank you, J.S. Bach, for composing that track or that tune. He's definitely one of the artists that I'm going to review sometime this year in the art segment. By the way, this show, particularly tonight, is addressing more of a mystical component of the work and the practices that we can do in these Gnostic studies. And there's many, many practices and many different elementals. So I'd like to go through others in other shows. So I wanted to read something that was in the chapter on the peppermint plant in the book Igneous Rose. And it really just blew my mind. Something that I recommend reading up on if we're interested in this topic. So this is the sentence. The life of each one of the plants of nature is repeated within ourselves, and the total sum of all these additions constitute that which is called the human being. So two things there. Everything that exists in the natural world or in the plants of nature, we have within ourselves. So how is this possible? Well, when we understand the process of evolution, so we start off, it's said that each atom is like a virginal spark and has a divine monad. It has a being. But we are actually a lot of atoms. Like, I'm not even going to try and guess how many atoms we are in our bodies. So that means we have all this many beings? Interesting question. What happens is we are, that through this process of evolution, we are building up all these different atoms. And the result of all the experiences we go through in nature, it builds up within us. And so it ends up that all of our atoms that form the human being that we are today is a result of all of those, of everything in nature that we've gone through that we probably don't remember at this stage, but we believe, we have a belief that we have gone through. And then we reach the human state, the human being, and the possibility of reaching the self-realization emerges. We get opportunities. We start to question existence. Why do we exist? What is it about? Is there any purpose? I mean, a lot of people think that we create our own purpose, that we are purpose-creating machines and that we don't actually need a defined purpose. But, you know, I would beg to differ on that one, in that the process of self-realization is a purpose, to become aware of ourselves, and then eventually for the liberating ourselves, to learn that it's possible. And then to learn that it's actually possible in one lifetime, which is most people, you know, would say, okay, over lifetimes, we generally learn a bit in each lifetime, evolving spiritually. But no, if we're really serious about the liberation, we have to just go for it in one life. And if you are, then find yourself at a Gnostic school and someone that's on the path, an initiate that is going for it, and follow them. Oh, don't follow them, but, you know, have them as a role model. Okay, so yeah, this means we are an accumulation of all the mineral, vegetable and animal worlds, and every elemental is within us and we can connect with them to learn. So these elementals are not quite as distant as we think. And so this peppermint plant is therefore useful in helping us to remember our past lives. And by knowing and learning about our past, we're going to understand more about our present, and this is going to affect our future. So becoming aware of that. And so it's pretty amazing what we're made of, and that we are not so isolated, not as isolated as we think we are, energetically in our essence and in our atomic structure. Okay, so we will go shortly into the practice part of the show, but I wanted to talk and introduce a practice because it's going to be working with a peppermint plant. And so I want to give some recommendations of how to do this at home. It's always nice if we can have a plant there, if we have a peppermint plant, or they're actually quite hardy plants. They need a fair bit of watering, but they grow really well. And I know if you leave them, if you don't grow them in a pot, they can really overgrow as well. And it's quite interesting in itself that this plant or this herb is very hardy and grows, likes to grow, because it's got quite an important function in the spiritual realm. Now, we don't actually need the plant to do the practice, because, as I said just before, we have the essence of all the animal, vegetable, mineral kingdoms within us anyways. It's just trying to reconnect with them. We can do this a number of ways. We can just imagine the plant and try to have a connection with it. We can work with the Divine Mother, because the Divine Mother, or that feminine spiritual principle within us, is responsible and has a very important function in the how creation has unfolded and expressed itself. So we work with that feminine principle. We can also work with what's called the elemental intercessor. And this intercessor is like a part of our being, a part of our inner self that helps us to connect with these elementals that exist in nature. So there's lots of different ways. So tonight, I haven't brought a plant in the studio, but that's okay. We can just work with the visualization. My friend actually suggested that we could make a peppermint tea, and at least have the dried leaves of a peppermint close to us. And that might help us. Sometimes when we're not so familiar with perceiving, connecting with these elements, we're going to need all the help we can get, which is why initially it's really helpful to have the live plant there for us. And tonight's practice, we're going to work to relax a bit, work focusing on the breath. Then we'll work to call our divine feminine principle. We'll use the mantra RAMIO, it's RAMIO or EO. And then we're going to imagine a connection between us and the elemental of a peppermint somewhere. If we've got one in our garden, great. Or we can just try and imagine and connect with that elemental. Then we're going to use the mantra RA OM GA OM. So I'll spell that RAOM. GAOM. Now, it's said that we can vocalize this mentally if we choose to, and we can also do it vocally. Now, I'm going to do it vocally, and depending on where you are, you may want to join in or you can just do it mentally. Now, just as a reminder, we can also use this mantra upon waking up to remember our dreams. So the more we work and use this mantra, the better we're going to be to connect with our past memories, our past existences. And, yeah, it's good to not have an expectation on this practice, just to very simply, humbly use the mantra and just see what comes. So I'll get the track ready.